Hello, fellow giants and their wonderful humans. You're tuning into Dane's Delight, the only podcast where a majestic Great Dane like myself, Yeti, gets to share his wisdom. And believe me, I have plenty of wisdom, especially about navigating this big, wonderful world. My human says I'm a gentle giant, but I also like to think of myself as an expert in home safety, from a very unique perspective, of course. Today, we're diving nose-first into a topic near and dear to my big heart, making your home a paradise, a fortress of fun, a haven of happiness, for your very own Great Dane. Yes, we're talking about dog-proofing your house for us, the magnificent Danes. Because let's be honest, sometimes our enthusiasm for life, our impressive size, and our, occasional clumsiness can lead to a few unexpected adventures, right? My human calls them Yeti moments. So, picture this, you've just brought home a Great Dane puppy, or maybe you've adopted an older, wiser soul like myself. The first thing you need to realize is that our world is a little different from yours. What you see as a sturdy coffee table, I see as a potentially fun chew toy, or maybe a convenient headrest. What you see as a perfectly stable vase of flowers, I see as, well, let's just say my tail has its own agenda. Let's start from the ground up. Literally. Those lovely hardwood floors? Beautiful for you, but sometimes for us, especially when we're playing Zoomies, they can be a bit like an ice rink. A strategically placed rug, or even those non-slip paw pads, can be a game changer. My human put down a few extra runners, and now my morning sprints are much more controlled. Less sliding, more gliding. Now, let's talk about things within reach. For most dogs, out of reach means the kitchen counter. For us, that's practically eye level. So, remember that delicious smelling platter of cookies you left cooling on the counter? Or that tempting bowl of grapes? Yeah, those are prime targets. We don't mean to be mischievous, we follow our noses. Keep all human food, especially the toxic stuff like chocolate, grapes, onions, or anything with xylitol, locked away. And those tempting household cleaners under the sink? They might smell interesting, but they're definitely not for sniffing or licking. Childproof latches aren't just for toddlers, you know. They're for us, too. Electrical cords. Oh, the spaghetti of danger. When I was a younger pup, those squiggly lines looked like the most intriguing chew toy ever invented. Luckily, my human was super quick about securing them. Cord protectors, cable ties, or simply routing them out of sight and reach can prevent a shocking experience, both for us and for your electricity bill. And speaking of chew toys, us Danes, we like a good chew. But small objects? They're a no-go. Those tiny Lego bricks, the remote control, socks left on the floor, they might seem insignificant, but they're choking hazards or can cause serious tummy trouble. My human has learned to keep the floor clear. It's like a clean-up game for her, and it keeps me safe. Another big one, especially if you have a yard, is outdoor safety. A solid, tall fence is non-negotiable. My human made sure ours was escape-proof because if I see a squirrel with an attitude, my instincts kick in, and I become a furry greyhound. Also, check your garden for toxic plants. Lilies, sago palms, even some common flowers can be hazardous if ingested. A quick Google search can save a lot of heartache. And doors. Oh, the thrill of an open door. We're not always thinking, is it safe to run out? We're thinking, adventure. A sturdy baby gate can be a lifesaver, especially if you have an excitable Dane who loves to greet every delivery person with a full body wag. It creates a safe zone, preventing unexpected dashes. Finally, let's not forget about our sensitive side. Us Danes are big, but we can be surprisingly fragile in certain areas. Stairs, for example. While a young Dane might bound up them, puppies or senior Danes can find them challenging. If you have multiple floors, consider a ramp or blocking off access to stairs, especially during their growth phases to protect their joints. And remember, our tails, magnificent as they are powerful. Anything fragile at tail wagging height is probably living on borrowed time. Just saying. So, to recap my Danetastic safety tips for a happy home. 1. Elevate and secure. Keep food, chemicals, and small items well out of our reach. If a Great Dane can reach it, it's not truly out of reach. 2. Traction action. Add rugs or non-slip surfaces to prevent slips and slides. 3. Cord control. Secure all electrical cords to prevent chewing hazards. 4. Clear the floor. Small items are choking risks. Keep your floors tidy. 5. Outdoor fortress. Ensure secure fencing and check for toxic plants. 6. Door duty. Use gates to prevent door dashing and create safe zones. 7. Tailproof your home. Protect fragile items from enthusiastic tail wags. Being a Great Dane is a joy, and living in a safe, loving home makes it even better. By taking these simple steps, you're not just dog-proofing your house, you're showing your giant companion how much you love them. And trust me, we Danes notice these things. We might give you an extra enthusiastic lean or a slobbery kiss of gratitude. Thank you for joining me, Yeti, here on Dane's Delight. These tips from my own broad perspective help you create an even safer and happier environment for your magnificent Great Dane. Remember always to supervise, always train with positive reinforcement, and always, always cherish those giant paws. If you enjoyed today's episode, please sniff out our other episodes and leave us a 5-paw review. We love hearing from fellow Great Dane enthusiasts. Until next time, stay safe, stay happy, and keep those tails wagging. This is Yeti, signing off.